fuck.
So welcome to the Nine Hertz podcast. That was CIA, Hippie Mind Control. I think that's their second time on the podcast. An amazing band from Eugene, Oregon, with a track called The Ancient Metaphysics of the Soul. This is off a new self-titled album that's coming out in February. And this is just brilliant stuff. I mean, we really enjoyed a release, I think, last year, wasn't it? And they've been kind of quite prolific since. Really unique band, really strange band, and this has a really strange B-side as well. I think they sort of like put this out as almost a single to tease the album. Pete, obviously we're big fans already, but this is great stuff, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I'm normally obsessive over picking the exact right song off an album, so much so I'll wait fully until the album's out and kind of absorb it before I pick it. I don't know why, but I just couldn't wait for this because I loved it so much. They're a really fun band to follow, you know, like completely unhinged and unpredictable. Like musically, they're all over the shop. A lot of it feels like it's noise rock, post-hardcore realms, but then they have these occasional tendencies to go down like darkened alleyways, you know, which lead out into, you know, practically extreme metal realms, I guess. And I think this is of that end of their kind of repertoire. It's like utterly filthy. I don't know. I've had this weird week where I started reading a book about Finnish death metal back in the 80s and 90s. And then I've managed to pick two Finnish bands this week. So when I was listening to this, it was really tainted by that. But I had kind of two bands in mind that really kind of touched on. One is there's a band called Morbid Evils. It's really kind of sludge, but from the underworld and really odd. And then even like almost faint death metal kind of sounds of like Demelik and the types. Again, like I said, that gets completely tainted by that, you know, and this is very American rather than Finnish, but it's, you know, they are, it's strange. And I think that's what I got from it. And that's what, you know, the way I got those reminders. And, but at the same time, it feels utterly alive. It's free spirited. I haven't heard the album yet. At the time of recording, it's not out. I don't know whether every song will sound like this or every song will sound completely different. But that's the fun of listening to this band. By the time this podcast is released, the album will be out. So everyone should go check the whole thing out because one way or the other, it's going to be, you know, it's going to be an experience.
Yeah, I remember the record that we listened to before was just like an unending, you know, meandering trip through a psychotic brain, basically. It was brilliant. And I think this is going to be more of the same. And it's, like you say, it's completely unpredictable, but all quality. So yeah, really, really interesting band. So yeah, that was CIA, Hippie Mind Control, with a song called The Ancient Metaphysics of the Soul. You can get that on Swamp Records, or you can find it at CIA, hippiemindcontrol.bandcamp.com. So as ever, it's a kind of fireside chat, I guess, with us sort of talking about nine tracks that we found over the last week or so. The next band we've definitely played before, and I was so excited to see this release come out. Bongtao from Russia have come out with what looks like a double album. It's such a dense affair, 17 tracks, some of them sort of topping 10 or 15 minutes. And it's a really kind of sample heavy kind of concept record, really. They go through a whole, you know, planetary system, and you know, there's kind of almost like a charting of the history of space travel, that you've got samples talking about, you know, the troubles that certain missions encountered, and it feels like you're in a spaceship going, you know, a shuttle going to these planets in turn. I thought it was absolutely brilliant, and coupled with that, it's got this kind of incredibly heavy sludge sound to it that just completely floored me. And I still don't think I've got through the whole thing in one sitting. It's so dense and it's so full of kind of inventive twists and turns. Pete, I imagine you would have picked this as well if you'd heard it as well.
Yeah,
because it's just definitely astonishing.
Yeah, you know, the first Oscillate album was brilliant. We picked it from there. And interestingly, you know, they have other albums outside of this, but, you know, and there are other bands who do, you know, space exploration as a concept within stoner rock and psych and even sludge isn't anything new. We've played plenty of this, you know, ourselves on this podcast. But twice now, Bongtao have gone in on it, all in, or as a, like a project, more than anyone kind of ever it has done really. It's like you say, it's kind of a charter through the stars. It's, you know, it's a cartography of the galaxy and a history of, in particular, the Russian space programs. And, you know, and then on to kind of almost like creators of futuristic voyages. You know, the full tracks are the ones named after the planets. You know, I kind of realized that the almost intermissions, which are, you know, like the sample heavy ones, are named after the kind of typically the spaceships that bridge them, you know, in history or right now. That's a really amazing kind of concept. And then, like you say, twinned with that kind of a sludge sound, which has such weight. And you've got something really, you know, really to invest the time in, because, you know, it really rewards according to all that. And it feels like you're traveling with them, you know, as they kind of pioneer forth through the stars. It's just so well done as a whole concept. You know, you've got to applaud them.
I mean, I thought some of the samples, like the narration, was, you know, taken from, you know, documentaries or films. It's actually someone they've asked to do it. You know, it's quite authentic. So they've really gone to town with this. And I noticed they've done kind of a huge package. You know, you can kind of buy the CD for $22, but it comes with, you know, rehearsal recordings, stickers, posters, patches, autographed bits and pieces. It's amazing. So I haven't bought a CD in years. Like I kind of pick up, you know, things now and again, but I've got enough tapes and vinyl to kind of do me forever, really. And this might be the first CD I've bought in maybe a decade. So apart from stuff I find at charity shops and things like that. So yeah, this is something special. And to release this so early in the year, this could well be in our list, I think, at the end of the year. It's one to really consume and sort of get on with. So we're going to play Mercury from this. Maybe play an excerpt. It's quite a long sort of track. But this is a real kind of like, it's an hour and a half. You really need to dedicate, you know, like a good portion of time to kind of let this sink in. But off Oscillator 2, this is Mercury. You can get this at bongtower.bandcamp.com.
Will also be the first to use the gravity of Mars after liftoff, Mariner 10's twin camera television system will begin taking pictures. Photos of the receding Earth.
Okay, so that was the gargantuan bong tower there from Russia. Absolutely amazing stuff about space. Next up, we've got the amazing Vos from Finland, who I think we've played on a previous podcast, but maybe a while ago now before we were doing the new release podcast. So it's been a while, and you know, this band kind of constantly come up on people's sort of best of lists for the year, and yeah, this seems like a really kind of authentic raging piece of work, really. I mean, I'm a big fan anyway, but this whole record just goes at it from the gate, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. You know, it's described as neo-crust, which is one of two bands I've kind of picked with that title, and one of two Finnish bands I've chosen, as I kind of already mentioned. And it's ferocious metallic crust, you know, raised presumably on like heavy doses of like Wolf Brigade and the like, and like you say, I kind of followed them for quite a few years. I back in the day when I wrote reviews for Nine Hertz, I reviewed two of their albums, and you know, looking back at those reviews, you know, there was a kind of mention then that kind of brought in doom elements, maybe less so here on this time round, but also from, you know, something I picked up on from, you know, right throughout their career, and from, you know, from what I'd written, was elements of, you know, black and hardcore, whatever we call it, you know, bands like Dark Circles and the like. And it's through its drive and its propulsion, its kind of black-hearted, impassioned screams. And then, you know, on this track in particular, there's that kind of slight emotional uplift towards the end, and it feels like oddly life-affirming despite its kind of all-out attack. You know, they're a band probably slightly under the radar, despite consistently producing top level metallic punk for me for quite a while now.
Yeah, I think that life affirming thing you said is kind of, that rings true with a lot of crust for me. It kind of makes you sit up and fires up the blood somehow, doesn't it? And yeah. I think that's what these guys do really well. It's that aggression that's kind of bottled. You know, they call it bottled lightning sometimes, don't they? It's that kind of, that sound is just something unique. But I thought this was fantastic. I'll be certainly playing this again. So the album's called Kyrgian Elegia. We're going to play the title track, and you can get this at vorse.bandcamp.com. That's VVORSE.bandcamp.com. We'll be right back. So that was the excellent voice there. We're going to play something from Half Shell Records next, a label out of Seattle, Washington. And so this is a band called Death Parade from Portland, Oregon. And yeah, I've not come across this before. Don't know an awful lot about the artist, but like this just kind of hit me as quite exciting. Very dark, very gothic kind of approach, but like a little bit of doom in there as well that kind of swirls around with these incredibly kind of beautiful vocals. I don't know what you made of this one, Pete, because this was a real surprise to me as well.
Yeah, I had no preconceptions of what this was, but you know, a bit like you're saying, when you sent it to me, and I'm still not totally sure, having listened to it, so you know, my journalistic input's not going to be great here if it ever is. You know, kind of lazily started to think, you know, Emma Ruth Rundle and that type of thing, but there is more going on, you know, not more, but you know, there's different layers here. And funnily enough, actually, within 5 minutes of me listening to this, I got kind of a notification through from Bandcamp saying that the label were on a feature articles, and I read that, and it kind of made reference to Death Parade, and it said they are called them doomgazers. So shoegaze and that kind of slight hint of doom. You kind of, you know, you hear that. It's like you say, it's that kind of slight gothic edge to it. I did wonder, like I said, not knowing what it was, I wondered whether it was something it was going to build into something with a big crescendo, a big like a post-rock type thing, but it didn't really. It was more understated than that.
Yeah.
And you know, and I found it quite, you know, it's relaxing, it's soothing, but
it's got
and it's a twinge of sadness in the air, I guess.
Yeah, it seems to be. I mean, yeah, I'm sort of ready to be corrected by the artist, but it seems to be a project led by someone called Laura Hopkins, who does guitar, vocals, and writes all the songs. There seems to be people kind of playing bass, drums, and keys, and guitar and stuff. So I think this is a highly personal project, and you can kind of tell from, you know, just the artwork and the title of the album. It seems like steeped in emotion and betrayal and things like that. So I think it's one to sort of really digest. I know we say that all the time, like we say, you know, go and listen to the whole thing, but I think this stands that test quite well. So really, really exciting to find this. And Half Shell are sort of full of really interesting records. So if you want to sort of check out their sort of discography, it's a good chance to do that. So you can get this at halfshellrecords.bandcamp.com. The album's called It Was Worth It to Love, Though It Hurts So Bad, by Death Parade, and we're going to play the opening track from this, which is Swimming.
Turn night.
that was a band called Death Parade on Half Shell Records there. Brilliant stuff. Next up, we've got a band that we've kind of written reviews on before, but I think this is the first time they've appeared on a podcast. Messa from Italy, who have created this, like, I don't know, highly conceptual and highly kind of exciting record called Close. And yeah, I just thought this was really interesting. I loved both tracks that I heard from this, and certainly want to investigate more. I think they might have passed me by before, Pete, but yeah, certainly really happy for you to sort of bring them to sort of my attention. This is really sort of dark, sludge-laden stuff, but it's got something bubbling up from underneath, and I think it's really captivating stuff.
It's worth going back as well, you know, as well as waiting for this album, which I think is out in, well, in the next month or two. So, you know, this is one of the pre-release tracks, you know, from I think it was their first album, which is called Belfry. It's kind of got iconic artwork on it. You know, they had kind of lofty ambitions, like a sense of the epic at all times. And that, you know, it continued through to the album Feast for Water, which I reviewed. And looking back, I didn't love it then. I really, you know, found it an intriguing album. But I've listened to that a lot since, so it's really grown on me. But this feels grander still. You know, it's got that a true sense of like epic songwriting. It reminds me of the band Dreadnought in a way, actually. It's bringing in new elements. It's bringing in new instruments. It feels like it's got an overarching prog framework to it. And you know, and as such, feeling less and less like a doom band as they did before. And you know, back then they were never a straight up doom band, but even less so now. But you know, the heaviness varies dramatically across the album. You know, I've had the chance to hear the whole album in advance. There's a 45 second track on there, which is practically grind, which, you know, it's just such a, they kind of go across the spectrum. It makes for a really interesting listen. But they still, you know, they still hold a captivating allure to, you know, to those who followed them right from the start. And like I say, it makes for a really, really interesting album.
Yeah, and I think it's maybe one to seek out and really kind of look into, because it feels very steeped in something other than kind of like the usual fare that you get with kind of heavy music. It seems a bit kind of more mystical. More kind of accomplished than it might kind of first seem when you sort of put it on. Really, really interesting band. So yeah, really enjoyed this. The album's called Close, and you can find this at messaproject.bandcamp.com. We're going to play a song called Dark Horse. We'll be right back. was the excellent Messer there. We're going over to France for the next one, and this is like a cassette label called Neutral Records, who brought out an excellent release that I kind of found very sort of recently this weekend. Kind of, I don't know, consumed the whole sort of release, and it's almost like stepping into a chamber full of loops and strange poetry and black metal aesthetics by a band called, well, by a solo artist called Le Seul Element. And this is just, like I say, it feels like you're in sort of some kind of echo chamber with a load of stretched tape sort of samples and just a very evocative, like, addictive sound to me. I've had it on a few times since, and it intrigues me more than anything else. Really, really excited. I don't know what you've made of this at all, because it feels like a big smear of all those things I've just said, really.
Yeah. You know, it's a really kind of varied podcast this week. As we, you know, and I like that. You know, when you sent this through, I thought I recognised the label, and it's Neutral put out the Bishop EP. I think we played them towards the end of last year. And looking into this, this is a solo member from that band.
Right.
Obviously, kind of in, you know, gone off. This is doing something completely different. But you know, this has got so much in its atmosphere. You know, even when it's at its most minimal. And then there are these kind of big electronic moments, you know, that's like Vangelis type, you know, future scenes.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, as through the imagination of, I don't know, like a French Gothic dream or something, you know, it is really intriguing.
I think it almost sounds like if you made dungeon synth without keyboards, this is maybe what you'd get, you know, if you only had analog, you know, tape machines or kind of sampling software or something, and try to kind of create that cloak of darkness. I think this is what comes out, really. So yeah, really interesting record, and I just thought it was absolutely like a bit of a curio, really. Really kind of interesting stuff, and again, it's a tape label, very sort of limited run of these, so if you want to sort of grab one, I think there's 30 copies are still there for about €6, so that's an absolute bargain for the amount of stuff you get here. Really, really interesting. So the record is out now. You can get it at neutralrecords.bandcamp.com. This is Le Seul Element.
Oh,
So that was the excellent Le Sœur Allemand. Absolutely brilliant stuff there. Limited tape release from France. Absolutely brilliant. Next up, we've got a massively, massively impressive crust band called Autark from North Carolina. And this is just absolutely amazing. I thought this is like incredibly well produced, but it still has that filthy element to it. And again, it's kind of like one of those trippy, longer kind of long form crust songs, which kind of I think so impressive, you know, the pace at which they play this music and the sort of the rage which they're kind of channeling into this music. I always think if you're playing this for more than 2 or 3 minutes, you're doing very well. So where did you find this one, Pete? It's brilliant.
I'm not sure, to be honest. I saw, you know, when I did find it, I saw the kind of the tag emo crust, you know, on Bandcamp, and my mind always gets, you know, I always think of Morrow from London and the like, and then noticed from the, you know, from America. So I thought for a while actually they weren't part of the same group, but they came out on the label Alerta Antifascista, and that's what I'd in fact thinking about. That's where I've heard it. And another release came out the same day, or at least was announced, and that was a collaboration between this members of this band and Morrow and others. So, you know, and not only that, Morrow have said they've got an album coming out soon and there's vocals from this on that as well. So,
oh, fantastic.
Yeah, so it feels like there's this kind of borderless network of emo crust, which is brilliant to say. And the other thing about that is whenever you see it, or whenever I see it, it unfailingly is amazing music, and music I kind of just, you know, jump in on. And this is the same. I loved it instantly. It's got, you know, the themes of isolation and like capitalist greed, you know, within pandemic, you know, of like when the world fell apart, is, you know, how they've written it. And then it's got darkness through its heaviness. It's got like shafts of light in the kind of absolute sheer emotion of it. And the contrast, you know, that the contrast of shade and light is done way better than like, you know, how post-metal do it. It's just pure rage, but kind of almost optimistic, or at least that's how it makes me feel. Yeah. You know, this kind of, the whole is this black soul hardcore, and it just, you know, it feels like it just rushes along like a tidal wave, and it just sweeps everything along with it, me included.
Absolutely. And I think like the spirit of crust like started off as this kind of almost like an offshoot of punk, and sometimes it can keep kind of seem a little bit you know, the genre is steeped in bands playing the same kind of stuff, but like to hear that this development over the last decade or so is absolutely brilliant. You know, you've got your Skit Systems and bands like that who plow that furrow, but to develop a genre that's got so much potential is I think brilliant. And yeah, bands like Morrow and this band are doing it in sort of spades. So I really enjoyed this, and yeah, I'm going to check out everything else they've done as well. They seem to have done a few splits over the years as well. So yeah, really, really exciting. So it looks like this is just a 2-song sort of limited cassette. So I don't know if there's anything else coming sort of as time goes on. But yeah, if you want to listen to this, this is off Excision by Autark. You can get this at autark.org or Alerta Antifascista Bandcamp. The song we're going to play is Part 1, Excession.
Circle!
So that was the raging crust of Ortach there. Absolutely amazing stuff. Next up, we've got a three-way split from a label called Morbid and Miserable Records, who I've never sort of heard of before, but from Toledo. And there's three bands, Biffed Corpse, Surfer James, and Pythian. We're going to play a Pythian track called Permanent Shadow, which I thought was fantastic. But like, just a bit of a note about the other bits, like grindcore, I guess, like really raging, horrible grindcore, for the most part, really kind of clipped songs. Lots of samples, lots of like unpleasant vocals. Some of it reminded me of Haymaker. I don't know if you remember that band, Pete. Like the vocals are very sort of like forced, like crusty power violence kind of shouts over it. Yeah, I love that kind of style. And it's great to hear people still doing that. Yeah, kind of like Holy Grinder that we've played before, that kind of really sort of unpleasant sort of bursts of violence. Really, really cool stuff. But yeah, I thought I'd play the Pythian track because I just really thought this is quite a unique sound. They've got sludge elements in there, but there's like that kind of crusty grindcore element going on as well. Really, really exciting. What did you make of this one, Pete? It's a really cool kind of split here. I love a good kind of collaboration.
Yeah, me too. And I'd miss this. And you know, out of your choices, this was the one kind of probably a more familiar gram for us. And when I opened it up, you know, on the label page, and it says for fans of Vermin Womb, Cloud Rat, and I Hate God. So, you know, I knew it was in, you know, good hands here and safe territory for me.
Yeah.
It's, you know, Pythian kind of a more, you know, on the sludgier. And like you say, just I'll kind of put my two penneth in on the first two bands as well. I really enjoyed them as well. Surfer James really kind of, I really enjoyed listening, but both of them and the whole, you know, having a three-way split's always a bit of fun. You know, Pythian, it's kind of relatively up-tempo, you know, for sludge, but it has those characteristics. It kind of feels a bit more progressive through post-metal elements, but it's kind of gruff, it's aggressive, you know, probably, like you say, maybe that's from like a crusty mindset as well, but the whole thing, you know, packed together makes it feel vital and raw, and it's that, yeah. I especially liked about this.
Yeah, it kind of like this whole release kind of flies by as well. I think the song we're playing is possibly the longest at about 5 minutes, but yeah, the whole thing is just really exciting. And I love to hear, you know, three bands that clearly have something in common, but sound completely different to each other, kind of coming together to do this sort of thing. It's quite strange to see it come out on a CD. I thought this would be like prime for a tape, but you know, it's the mediums don't seem
CD's coming back. Yeah,
it is. Yeah, apparently. Yeah, well, you know, it never went away for some people. I think you know, people have their sort of allegiance, don't they? So yeah, quite interesting. So yeah, if you want to come sort of take a listen to all of this, which we highly recommend you do, go to morbidandmiserable.bandcamp.com. Like I say, we're going to play the Pythian track Permanent Shadow.
Let's go.
Okay, so that was a band called Pythian from a three-way split on Morbid and Miserable Records. Absolutely brilliant stuff. We're ending with a really, really unique band that I'm really glad you found, Pete, called Ilon Lapset from Finland. This is amazing. I mean, I turned it on and I think we've kind of like alluded to this off air. Like the first opening track on this, it kind of throws you because, you know, it's a, you know, sludge core, sludge metal, hardcore punk. What this sounds like is kind of mid to late 90s drum and bass that you'd kind of hear on John Peel in the middle of the night on Radio 1. You know, played at the wrong speed, kind of blasting through headphones after dark. And then it crashes into, like it says, you know, this sludgecore stuff. But what a record and what a way to start. Like, it's actually really good kind of jungly kind of drum and bass at the start as well. It's actually really bloody good. So yeah. Maybe they've got like, you know, a dual career going here. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I was confused at first. You know, I clicked on it, on the artwork. I love the artwork.
Yeah.
And, you know, my intuition, my Bandcamp roaming intuitions kind of were on form. You know, like Finnish sludge, I've said this so many times in this podcast, like it produces the best of sludge, or at least the weirdest of sludge. Or maybe yeah. That's the same thing for me, because, you know, the weirdest means it's gonna kind of push a sound out. And then, yeah, I wondered whether I'd actually kind of been mistaken. But no, it's a perfect example of the weirdness of this band and probably the scene as well. And just an anything goes approach. You know, I was tempted to play that track, to be honest, but I went safer, you know, relatively with this. It just, you know, it kind of slopes along. It kind of, it crawls all over the place. It's the vocal delivers are creepy. Yeah. It's just, it's just like another glorious sludge mess from Finland. And, you know, long may that trend continue.
Yeah, there must be something in the water, honestly, because, like, you know, you've got the likes of this, which is madcap and kind of almost kind of unclassifiable. But then you've got, you know, the likes of Baranci Pazuzu and bands like that who are kind of taking genres into unknown territory. Like, I have to say, I mean, that obviously that opening track is a bold statement and will put a lot of people off straight away or kind of really confuse people. But, you know, they back it up with such good kind of metal after, I guess, that it doesn't really matter at all. So yeah, really, really enjoyed this. Really interesting band's called. They're called Ilon Lapset. The album's called Petimisten Aika Kausi. And you can get this at ilonlapset.bandcamp.com. I'd definitely listen to that open track called Liha, but we're going to play 2,000 Light Years from Home. We'll see you next week.